Hey there, purposeful people. Randy here. This month on the Work with Purpose podcast, we're talking all about the use of multiple languages on your resume. We're celebrating the life of career coach Dan Miller and a whole lot more. So stick around. This episode of the Work with Purpose podcast starts right now.
Welcome to the Work with Purpose podcast, the show that gives you advice, education, and encouragement for your career journey. And now, here's your host, Randy Mahoney Jr.
Hey there, everybody. Randy here. So glad that you are with us on this month's episode of the Work with Purpose podcast. This month, we've got a couple different topics that we're going to cover, including a little bit of career news, as well as celebrating the life of career coach Dan Miller and a whole lot more. So I'm glad that you're with us today, and I'm excited to start this episode with you. So as we go into this month's episode, I want to start off by just explaining our show if you've not heard of us before or if this is your first time with us. Now, Work with Purpose podcast, we're a seasonal career podcast, and our mission is that we're trying to help provide adults and helping them become more purposeful people as they go throughout their career. And the way that we help you as a listener and as a viewer do that is in each episode, we try to give you advice, education, and encouragement for your career, really practical, real life things to think about. And we try to package that in about 20 to 30 minutes for each episode during the time that we are in our podcast seasons. Now, as we go into our episode, I want to remind you, if you look below this video, if you're watching the YouTube version of our show, if you look in the description below this video, you can see all of our different links that are in the episode. You can see a link to where you can get the timestamps and the transcript and all the other stuff for this episode. So that's on our, if you're watching us on YouTube, you can look in the description. And also you can find those same things on our website at WWPcast.com. That's WWPcast.com. And then the last thing that I always want to start off our episode with is just some encouragement to you. As you listen to this episode, as you listen to this material, I would encourage you really try to engage with something that that I call our purposeful person process. And what that means, it's free. It's easy for you to do. What that purposeful person process is that as you listen to this episode, really think about the things that we're talking through. Really try to act on or apply on what the topics that we're covering in each episode, and then consider sharing that information with someone else. So listen to an episode, act on what you know, and then have that show up in your life. So, and my encouragement to you with all that is that as you listen to our episodes and our different materials, however you're engaging with us on your favorite podcast platform, as you listen to our episodes and as you apply what you know, that's you taking a purposeful step in your career. That's you becoming more and more a purposeful person. So glad you're along for the ride with us this month. As we get started with our episode, we're going to start with some career news about being multilingual and using languages in your career. So let's go ahead and get started with this month's career news. Hey there, everybody. We'll get back to our show in just a moment. But first, I wanted to tell you about something new that we're trying this year with the Work with Purpose podcast. We're doing a few live stream events in 2024. Yes, that's right. We're calling our live stream events WCT, which means Weekend Career Training. Now, these Weekend Career Training live stream events, they're designed to be a one-hour live stream event on specific Saturdays in 2024. During these events, I'll share a bit more teaching and training about a career topic. Plus, it'll give you a chance to have your career questions answered, which is great. So for these Weekend Career Training events, I invite you, bring a cup of coffee, join our Weekend Career Training live stream, and continue taking a purposeful step in your career. So our next Weekend Career Training event, it's coming up on Saturday, April 13th, 2024 at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can find more details at our website, wwpcast.com/live. Again, find more details about our Weekend Career Training event, wwpcast.com/live. VE. When you go there on our website, you'll be able to find our live question form. You can fill that out with your career questions. You can also reserve your spot for our next weekend career training live stream event. I'm excited for that coming up later in April. I'm excited to have you join me there. So again, join our weekend career training live stream event. That's coming up on Saturday, April 13th, 2024, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can find details and reserve your spot at our website, wwpcast.com/live. And now, back to the show. Okay, so this month we've got our piece of career news. This month it comes from Indeed.com. The article is called "How Speaking Multiple Languages Can Impact Your Career." It's from the author Taylor Haynes. Now, for this article that I'm going to cover with you for today, I'm just going to give you the highlights. Again, if you look on our website, wwpcast.com, or if you're watching the YouTube version of our show, that'll give you a link there where you can read through the full article and look through all these details as well. Really quick, just as they go through this article, here they talk about a few different benefits of someone developing skills in multiple languages for their career, and some benefits about that. But it's interesting, in the start of this article, they talk about a survey that was done by the American Council on the Teaching of Foreign Languages, or the ACTFL. And what's interesting is that in a recent study that they did a few years ago, from the year 2010 to 2015, job postings asking for bilingual workers or multilingual workers has been trailing upwards about 30% since 2020. So what that means for you, if you're listening, if you're job searching right now, if you're looking for a job, there has been an increase since 2020 of jobs that have been asking for or providing that the skills of multiple languages or more than one language have been helpful. So that's very, very interesting to know. But also, there was a 2019 survey, according to this article, from the ACTFL, again, the American Council on the Teaching of Foreign Languages. And here are a couple great highlights that they revealed from their 2019 survey, according to the article. Number one, 90% of businesses in the United States relied on employees who spoke languages besides English. Number two, almost 60%, so a little bit over 50%, close to 60, expected the demand for multilingual speakers to increase in the next 5 years. So if this was in 2019, 20, 21, 22, so about to where we are right now, and a continued increase in the demand, according to this survey, for job seekers who are who can speak in another language or be developing skills in those areas. Job seekers who answered this survey, 1 in 3 of those said that they had a language skills gap of some sort. 1 in 4 of folks who did those surveys said that they actually lost customers or lost business because of a lack of language skills. So that's a couple interesting feedbacks. What we've talked through so far is that, just generally speaking, where we are right now here in 2024, when you're listening to this episode, according to this article from Indeed, there is survey-based research that job openings asking for candidates to have skills developing in multiple languages, being able to read or write in multiple languages, that's definitely something advantageous. Now, as I shared with you earlier, this article does talk through a few different benefits. I believe this article talks through 5. Again, this article, I'm going to give you the highlights real quick, but we'll talk through the first couple here. So the first benefit that author Haynes said that was helpful for someone if they are developing language skills for their career development was that someone developing language skills can kind of obviously, they're growing in their communication skills. So as you're putting effort and energy into developing your language abilities in many different ways, that's going to help you grow your communication skills. And the interesting example that they gave in the article here is that they mentioned generally in a healthcare setting, for example, clear communication is important, right, to help doctors and healthcare staff understand patients who are coming into the office, coming into the emergency room, into the clinic, and things like that. So clear communication skills can kind of help make the process of hurting patient talking to healthcare staff to get the treatment that they need. It can help make that process a lot smoother and a lot more simple and easy to help reach a positive outcome. And even there's actually one person in the article, they shared that specifically speaking the language of Spanish allowed them to help build trust faster with healthcare patients and really helped, bring out positive aspects to their care. So growing in your communication skills, that can be really great reason to consider, putting a plan in place for yourself as you think about your own professional development to grow in a specific language or develop, some abilities in that to help grow your communication skills. That's the first benefit. And then the second benefit that we'll talk through here is that growing in your, multiple languages skills or growing abilities in another language, it can really give you more of a job search or a job-based advantage. And coming back to that survey I mentioned earlier from 2019 from that organization, the ACTFL, they actually mentioned a few different industries were looking for candidates to be developed in multiple languages. So they said that candidates with multiple language skills, they had a big need in about mid-sized companies in these industries. The healthcare industry and social assistance, that was about 64%. The trades, building trades, that was about 59%, close to 60. Wow. Education services, so teaching offshoots of teaching types of positions was 57%. And then professional and technical services, so think office work, customer service types of roles at insurance agencies and other things like that. And then construction was 54%. So a lot of different industries there that, according to this article, are in demand or asking for candidates to be developed in more than one language and have abilities in those. So again, those are just a couple quick highlights from this month's career news. If you want to read through the full article and see the other benefits they talk about, you can check those out on our website, wwpcast.com. Or if you're watching the YouTube version of our show, you can look below this video in the description, and then that'll give you a link to where you can find that there. But before we kind of move into our next segment, I want to reflect a little bit and just give you some feedback on the multi-language article, where I've seen this in my own work with adults on their career development, and maybe some encouraging things to think about. Hi, everyone. Randy Mahoney here, career coach and host of the Work With Purpose podcast. I want to take a quick moment here and tell you about my free ebook that I've made just for you called The Job Search Checklist. Now, from being a career coach for over 6 years, from my years of personal job searching and helping many adults make more informed career choices, I am well aware that job searches can often take a long time, and sometimes they can end up with you facing a lot of frustration. In the Job Search Checklist ebook, you'll get a 6-step process that I believe will help you know what to prepare for as you start your job search. Also, I believe the Job Search Checklist will help you know if you're on the right track to find a new job, or it can help you change direction to a more intentional job search. So, what are you waiting for? Stop being confused and get a clear path forward. Get my free ebook, The Job Search Checklist, right now. You can get that by visiting our website, wwpcast.com/job-search-checklist. Again, you can get your free Job Search Checklist ebook by visiting wwpcast.com/job-search-checklist. And now, back to the show. So as just from reviewing this month's career news, I will say that in my many, many years of working with individuals about their career development, I've been doing this sort of work since about 2017. And a lot of my work in teaching and guiding individuals about their career development, it's come from my over 10 years of job search experience, good, bad, and indifferent, all the parts of that, but also work in nonprofit settings, providing career guidance for individuals with a disability, as well as past experience of working in higher education career services, as well as experience running my own career coaching business. So I've had a lot of different experiences of helping individuals make career decisions. So I just want to make sure you know that as I'm talking through this article. What comes to mind is that, you know, let's say if you and I were engaging in a little bit of career coaching, let's say you were job searching and that you were asking for a little bit more career help. And you asked me, hey, Randy, you know, should I develop energy? Should I put time into, you know, learning a language or what have you? Probably the answer I would come back to is that it depends. It depends really on what your career goal is. Sometimes when I've worked with learners before, they've shared with me that either they've developed skills in some of specific languages, or maybe that's just part of their, you know, their cultural background, cultural history, and things like that. But even with a situation like that, I would say when you think about developing your foreign language skills, my encouragement is have it be purposeful, have it be something intentional for your career development journey. Now, I want to say that as well, that what I mean by developing language skills so that there's something intentional is that, number one, if you and your foreign language skills, if those skills are important to you, such as you value that as part of your cultural heritage, and I am a huge, I'm in favor of that, I want to be sensitive to that. For a lot of folks who are job searching and individuals, many times that's part of someone's story, and I want to be sensitive to that. But sometimes what I would say is that as you are job searching, if you are wanting to highlight your foreign language skills, my encouragement is have it be intentional by that you target companies or organizations or positions where those skills would be asked for as part of the position. So in the article, they mentioned healthcare organizations, professional services, so think customer service representatives, customer support types of roles, which can work in a lot of different industries, even insurance agents, insurance adjusters, things like that, where you're working more directly with individuals to try to help solve their problem, things like that. A lot of times, and you know, even in the article, they mentioned a healthcare example of how the intentional use of foreign language skills helped build trust between healthcare staff and patients. So that's a very purposeful, intentional example of why those foreign language skills really prove to be incredibly helpful in that person's work there. So my encouragement to you is if you choose to develop and put time in developing a foreign language skill, whether that's, you know, maybe a little bit easier, if that's part of your cultural heritage, you know, that's great. If you choose to use another service or application, like Duolingo, I've heard of, is a really popular language learning app. If you choose to put effort and energy into developing a foreign language skill, my encouragement to you is have it be something purposeful and intentional, which will look like you're trying to target companies and roles and organizations who are asking for those specific foreign language skills, or where that's going to be, you know, show up on a day-to-day basis in the work that you do. So have it be purposeful and intentional, and not just another box that you check on your resume, not just something that you just throw on your resume because you've done it. Okay, so again, with this month's Career News article, you can look in the description below this video if you're watching this on YouTube, or you can find the full link to this article, see the other benefits that they talk about. You can find the full article on our website as well, wwpcast.com. All right, so after the break, we are going to talk a little bit more about celebrating the life of career coach Dan Miller. So stick around. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to the Work With Purpose podcast, and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Work With Purpose podcast. Thank you so much for joining us on this month's episode. So far, we've talked through our career news for this month, but now I want to transition a little bit more to our next topic, kind of a sadder note, more somber note, but I knew in planning this month's episode, I wanted to put this in front of you just from a place of gratitude and respect for professionals in the career services industry who have kind of paved the way for the work that I do today. And so with this segment, I wanted to bring about just a quick celebration of the life of career coach Dan Miller, and also remembering his personal impact on me, but also a little bit more about a summary of his work in his life if you've not heard of him before. So celebrating the life of career coach Dan Miller. Now, I wanted to bring this to you because as you're hearing this, he actually unfortunately passed away, sadly, earlier this year in the month of January. He was a little bit more advanced in age, but I found out earlier in January that he had passed away from a form of pancreatic cancer, I believe. But I wanted to put his information in front of you, as well as just give you more about who he was and the impact of his life on a podcast episode. So Dan Miller, if you've not heard of him before, he has been, I know he has a background as a, he had a background as a mental health counselor. You know, he's a man of, he was a man of Christian faith, really involved in his local church. And through, through his life and his effort and his energy, he started a business and a host of other offshoot things under the name 48 Days. He's most well known for a career development book. I've used it in my own career development journey for a long time, called 48 Days to the Work You Love. It's a book that I've used and I recommend to folks all of the time. But I wanted to talk about his impact on my life and put some of his information in front of you all as a viewer and as a listener in this month's episode. I would say one of the things he taught me that I now teach others in the work that I have the chance to do on this podcast is I really try to work with individuals as they are job searching to really guide them to consider taking a proactive approach, taking initiative in the work that they do as they are job searching. So not just taking the plan of waiting by your phone or waiting by your email inbox for a company to follow up with you after you apply, but really trying to, you know, talk about, you know, hey, what are proactive ways about how you can job search? So in a lot of the work that I do, that looks like talking about individuals making a focus company list. So making, you know, a list of 10 to 15 companies who would hire you based on your career goal. And you work to, you know, populate that list, fill out that list of researching company websites, seeing, do they have a job link open, things like that. A lot of those ideas, that proactive happening to things. I got that approach from Dan Miller, and I've seen, I've applied that in my own life, working with individuals in my own job search processes, and I continue to guide other people to encourage them to take that approach today, especially as the workforce today continues to be hyper-competitive, continues to, in a sense, ask that of any job seeker today, to take a proactive and, you know, plugged-in approach and not just sitting idly by hoping that, you know, opportunities will come to them. So that's just a real quick just overview of the life of Dan Miller. He's done so much more than I can fit into an entire episode, but I do want to let you know, as far as if you want to learn more about Dan Miller, if you look in the video description below this video, if you are watching us on the YouTube version of our show, or if you are if you visit our website, wwpcast.com, I've put in a couple links for a little bit more about Dan Miller there. I put a link to his Facebook page, as well as a memorial site that I know his family had put together. And I think if you take a look at those, you'll start to see how far-reaching his life and his impact was. I know for the length of his time, you know, coaching others, he even put on live events, training, you know, did a lot of tons of resources and materials to help people work as best as they can. And I wanted to put Dan Miller's information and just really celebrate his life in front of you because of, you know, the impact he had on me. And I know some of, you know, ideas and principles that he would teach others. I kind of see myself with this podcast and the other career resources I do. A goal I have is to really keep that continuation going, you know, because I really do believe that as you're listening to this podcast, as you engage with other materials from me, I really want to hammer home to you that the best work that you can ever do is to help you grow in knowing what your uniquely designed gifts are, knowing what your gifts are, using your gifts to serve others, and to do all that for the glory of Jesus Christ. That's the best work that I believe you can ever do. So Dan Miller, we miss you. I know from your faith background, you're rejoicing greatly now in the presence of Jesus. But thank you for you know, the impact you've had on my life and the work that I do, helping others make intentional and purposeful and wise career decisions. So again, that's celebrating the life of Dan Miller. You can look more about his resources in the show notes here. So after the break, we're going to wrap up this month's episode. So stick around. We got a little bit more to come on the Work With Purpose podcast. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this month's episode of the Work With Purpose podcast. Well, if you've stuck around with us this far, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in, watching our episode. If you're watching us on the YouTube version of our show or listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, appreciate you taking the time to stick with us in this month's episode. As we wrap up this month's episode, I do want to remind you that the work that we do to bring you career resources, to bring you intentionally free information in our podcast like this, it is not free for us to produce and put together. So if you find this episode encouraging, practical, helpful, if you got something out of it that you feel that you want to take action on, or if you share this with someone else who may need it, I do want to invite you to consider supporting our work. If you want to consider, you know, giving to our show or checking out some of our other more premium career resources, you can check those out at our website, wwpcast.com/shop. That's wwpcast.com/shop. When you go there on our website, you have a couple different options. You can choose to check out our more premium career resource through a site that we use outside of our website, or you can choose. You can give a one-time gift financially, or you can choose to do that monthly. It's up to you. So again, you can consider supporting our work, wwpcast.com/shop. All right, and then beyond all that, I do want to invite you, if you have a career question that you want to get asked, it might show up in a future podcast episode, a future live stream event, another future career resource that we might do. I want to invite you to fill out our live and career question form. To fill out our live question form, you can go to our website, wwpcast.com/ask. That's wwpcast.com/ask. It'll give you a really helpful, easy to fill out form. Should only take a couple minutes. Again, you can fill in your career questions that you have. You can fill out career topics that you'd like to see us cover in our show. Again, consider filling that out. Our live question form, wwpcast.com/ask. All right, well, that brings us to the end of this month's episode. Thank you so much for watching and listening to us this month on the Work With Purpose podcast. And as we kind of finish up this month's episode, my name's Randy Mahoney Jr. And as we wrap up today, I do want to remind you of two quick things to carry with you from this episode. Number one, you've been made with purpose, so you should work with purpose. And then number two is this. I believe that the best work that you can do is to grow more aware of what your unique gifts are, use those gifts to serve others, and to do all of that for the glory of Jesus Christ. So again, this is the Work With Purpose podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us on the Work With Purpose podcast. If you'd like the show notes for this episode or want to learn more, visit our website at wwpcast.com. If you found today's episode helpful, be sure to subscribe to our show, rate and review it on iTunes, or share it with a friend on social media. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Work With Purpose podcast.